I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 10th. The Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency is just one of multiple agencies from the Bay State helping out in the aftermath of two hurricanes hitting the southeast. Three MEMA employees had been deployed to assist in the response and recovery efforts in North and South Carolina and Virginia following Hurricane Helene. And the agency has now also offered its support to Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Milton and could deploy more personnel down there in the days and weeks ahead. More than a dozen Red Cross volunteers from Massachusetts were also already down in Southeast helping with hurricane relief efforts. They were deployed for 2 weeks before Helene hit. Many are now staying longer and pivoting to help following Milton's devastation, preparing supplies and shelters for those directly impacted. And employees from the Salvation Army out of Boston are in what's known as a red alert following the back-to-back monster storms. They're spreading out across several states to help with recovery efforts. With back-to-back hurricanes, it's unclear how long the teams from Massachusetts will be deployed to the impacted areas. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says that he would take the Eastern Nazarene College property by eminent domain if it appeared that the school was going to sell the land to a large developer. Koch said he has been in discussions with ENC as the school prepares to close at the end of the year. Koch says he will not allow a large development in the residential area, and that the city may be able to use a portion of the property for Quincy College or for recreational or sports opportunities. Koch has proposed rezoning the property to allow for the construction of 55 and over housing for Quincy residents. The planning board will review that proposal next week. ENC announced recently that it is closing at the end of the year. After 124 years in Quincy, the campus consists of 21 acres of property. Early voting for the November 5th election starts a week from Saturday in Quincy. The first weekend of early voting will be held at the Central Middle School on October 19th and 20th. Early voting will then be held at Quincy City Hall until November 1st. On Saturday, October 26th is the last day to register to vote in the November 5th election, and October 29th is the last day to request a mail-in ballot. Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo says her office has already sent out over 14,000 mail-in ballots. And in-person voting will take place November 5th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy. Crispo's predicting a voter turnout of anywhere from 72% to 80%. A team of teachers and staff from the Clifford Marshall Elementary School in Quincy are celebrating after raising over $50,000 in last week's annual Jimmy Fund Walk in memory of two members of the school who died of cancer. Christine Feander was a second grade teacher who died last December. And Boston firefighter and Marine Corps veteran Matthew Troy died this past June. Troy's mother, Desiree, is a kindergarten teacher at the school. Team Mighty Marshall is still accepting donations through the Jimmy Fund for Cancer Research at the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute. Authorities are investigating a multi-car crash in Cohasset Tuesday morning that injured several people, including two babies. Officers responding to the area in front of the preserve on King Street at about 10:30 Tuesday morning for a motor vehicle crash found four vehicles had collided with each other. Investigators say in total six people, including two infants, sustained injuries. Their current conditions are not known. A 76-year-old Scituate driver was cited for speeding and failure to use caution on a state highway. The identity of the driver was not released. Route 3A between Lower King Street and Sohurst Street was reduced to one lane for about an hour while police investigated that crash. Ambulances from Cohasset, Hingham, and Scituate fire departments all responded to the scene. Cause of the crash remains under investigation. The Boston Fire Department, alongside Mayor Michelle Wu, rededicated and renamed its training academy yesterday afternoon out on Moon Island after late longtime member Captain Leo T. Sullivan. Sullivan served under the Boston Fire Department for 38 years alongside being a member and president of the Boston Fire Department Liars Club. Sullivan passed away earlier this year on May 30th. He was 90 years old. Fire Commissioner Paul Burke joined family, the Liars Club, and friends for the rededication and renaming of the Boston Fire Department training facility in honor of Captain Leo T. Sullivan. The Bay State now has $53.5 million in federal funding to identify and address water contaminants like PFAS and lead in the drinking water supply of Massachusetts cities and towns. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's award yesterday is the result of the supplemental funding from the bipartisan infrastructure law. The EPA announced the funding alongside the final lead and copper rule, which requires officials monitoring drinking water systems across the country to identify and replace lead pipes within 10 years. Governor says the funds will be used to invest in vital infrastructure and public health. PFAS are a group of man-made chemicals and can be found in cleaners, textiles, leather, paper and paints, firefighting foams, and wire insulation. Certain PFAS can accumulate, stay in the human body for long periods of time. According to the EPA, there is evidence that exposure to PFAS can lead to adverse health outcomes in humans. The $53 million award on Wednesday is part of the General Supplemental Drinking Water State Revolving Fund allotment from the bipartisan infrastructure law. Funding will flow through the Massachusetts Clean Water Trust. It will support drinking water infrastructure projects, including PFAS remediation, lead pipe replacement, and other clean drinking water projects. Also, 49% of the funding must be provided to low-income communities as grant funding or principal forgiveness that does not have to be repaid. Under the revised lead and copper rule, the EPA is also requiring local public water systems to investigate the number of lead service lines in their water distribution system and report those findings to the state agency that oversees drinking water here in Massachusetts. That's the Department of Environmental Protection. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing his office is partnering up with Coats for Kids and Families to help thousands of people who may not have access to winter coats as the colder weather starts to settle in. Drop-offs at the Dedham facility will be accepted 7 days a week, beginning this Friday, running through November 8th from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Drop-offs at the Quincy Civil Service Office will be accepted Monday through Friday, beginning this Friday through November 8th from 8:30 to 4:30. The Quincy office is at 1255 Hancock Street in Quincy Center. The coats will be professionally cleaned by Anton's Cleaners and given to local nonprofits, social service agencies, and schools for distribution in Norfolk County and beyond. Coats for Kids and Families has collected, cleaned, and distributed over 1.8 million free coats at more than 70 collection locations and events since the program began back in 1995. Check out business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow rose 431 points. The NASDAQ added 108, and the S&P is up 40. Global stocks are mixed. The dollar rose. The euro is flat. Oil at $73 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins home opener at the Garden tonight against the Canadiens at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, mostly sunny, breezy, and brisk, high 59. For tonight, clear, low 45. Sunshine tomorrow, high 65. Saturday, sunny, high near 70. Partly cloudy Sunday and a high 60. For the boater, waves 2 feet, a northwest wind 15, gusting to 25 knots. There is a small craft advisory in effect through this evening. High tide 5:21 p.m. Sunrise 6:51, sets at 6:09. On traffic note, Four River Bridge scheduled to open today at 5 p.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, October 10th.